life.
Airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. There are a bunch of features on our website, and we give them away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their site. So head over and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Of course, plenty of stuff to talk about tonight. It is the night of the election, and Johnny Ray is here.
I am.
Good evening, sir. Now, you are, as I believe you've expressed before, someone who did not participate in today's election.
That's right.
We talked last night on the show about the average person and their reasons for not voting, which, of course, have nothing to do with, you know, the liberty-minded person and their reasons for not voting. We never ended up having time to get into last night the liberty reasons for not voting, but the average folks were basically too busy or fed up, you know, not satisfied with their choices and, that sort of thing, or they didn't think their vote counted. And in the case of liberty-minded folks, there's some other reasons that people don't vote, and I still am interested in talking about that, especially now that you're here tonight, because last night, Johnson and Julia were both people who, like me, advocate for using the system, voting as, if there's somebody worth voting for, vote for them.
And I love being with you and being the radical in the room.
You totally are on this one. And I was out at the polls all day today. I mean, I thought I was going to be more tired than I am, surprisingly. I probably had about 5 hours of sleep last night, got up bright and early, was out there by 8 this morning, and stayed until about 6:15 tonight, came home, grabbed a shower because my toes were cold. It was freezing cold out all day today.
Very cold outside right
polls.
Now.
Yeah, it was. For a little bit, it was above freezing, maybe several degrees above freezing, but for the most part, the day was freezing cold. And was there all day long, and who knows whether I'll win this election for state rep or not. It should be, if I don't win, probably will do okay as far as the turnout goes, because there was no Republican in the race. It was just me versus a couple of Democrats, so we'll see how that pans out. But there were a number of folks that were out. There was a large turnout, a good percentage of the registered voters. By the time we got the count toward the end of the night, there were at least 2,400 of about 3,000 people had turned out today. So an incredible number of people showing up.
It was you versus a couple of Democrats? I thought it was you versus one really unpopular Democrat.
Ultimately, that's what it is. It's here in Keene, in New Hampshire, they just redistricted all the different races. Uh-huh. So the way it works here is there's 5 wards in Keene, and then so there's 1 rep for each ward, and then there's 2 reps that cover the whole of Keene. So they call that the Flotero District.
What?
Yeah, and so I ran for the whole of Keene. I didn't run for just one ward. I ran for all of Keene. So my name and the Libertarian Party appeared on all ballots in Keene. So anyone that lives in Keene and votes in Keene could have voted for me today. And basically, so it was 2 seats that were up for grabs in that full Keene district. I was running against 2 Democrats. So 2 seats, 3 candidates. One of the 2 Democrats, he's the incumbent. He's going to win. There's no doubt about it. The other guy, there was actually a campaign against him by some Democrats. So Will May, who I believe that you probably know pretty well, mm-hmm. one of the Free State Project participants that moved here and has been active in the Democrat Party. And
Will and I both moved to Keene within a week of each other.
Yep, and he came up from Austin, I believe.
Texas,
mistaken.
I know
yeah,
that.
Texas, somewhere Texas. And so he and I have our differences, but in this case, he made the clear choice that, you know, the other guy, the Democrat in the race, was not somebody he wanted to elect. And he actually went out with like 1,000 flyers today and did some street theater at one of the polling locations where he apparently was blindfolded at some point, you know, like blindfolded himself and prepared himself to be shot because the guy he was opposing, or the guy that was my competitor today, was advocating for bringing back the firing squad. This guy advocates for peaceful people being snitched on. And so, yes, essentially, it is a race, me versus this other guy, this drug warrior, former cop, psychopath who is just totally hell-bent on putting peaceful people, as many of them as possible, in prison.
The death penalty was kind of a milestone for me, I think, when I decided that the state should just never have the authority to take someone's life.
Meaning that you used to believe in it?
Yes.
I see. Yeah, that's a big issue.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, ultimately, it is me versus this guy. And, you know, with people like Will May and others in the Democratic Party, I was talking with one of the state reps from Keene, who is running for re-election this time around. By the way, she's completely unopposed. She's a Democrat and has no opposition. There's at least three races in Keene for state rep that have no opposition. That's how bad the political scene is here, as far as, like, and when I say bad, I mean, like, nobody's doing anything. And so there's plenty of opportunity for somebody that would want to, whether they wanted to get in as a Republican or a Democrat or whatever. There's unchallenged seats completely available here. Anyway, she was telling me that she thinks the guy's a nut job, too. So he's not very popular amongst the Democrats. So in theory, I should have a number of independents, Republicans, and even Democrats who would cast their vote for me over this guy.
I heard from one of the voters today, I wish you the best of luck, Ian. I would enjoy very much to have you be elected or any of these free staters. I love Mark Warden.
Well, he's running for re-election, Mark Warden.
Yes, Mark Warden, he's a winner. He's a very good-looking man, and I like him.
He is. A handsome man, no doubt. What were you going to say, though?
I was going to say that I'd heard register of probate on the ballot. There was just a blank there. There were no candidates.
Yes, that's right.
And some people were writing in Daryl Perry.
Yeah, I've asked Daryl if he wants to come on the show tonight, and I've yet to hear back from him, so we may have him come in here, because there's a story that we can tell from what happened at the polls tonight and today that was particularly outrageous. And I want to, if Daryl's going to come in here, I want to hold off on that. So let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Hassan, listening in Queens, New York, via the studio cam. Hey, Hassan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I just basically wanted to talk about what happened today when I went to go vote.
Okay, sure.
Basically, I went to the polling station, basically, in public school 80. That's where they held it, for where I live. And basically what happened is when I went to vote, I noticed that some of the voting machines, the electronic voting machines, had the tamper seals removed. Some of them had the tamper seals on, and others had them removed. And
uh-oh.
People were using the ones that had them removed.
Oh, boy.
And like, I even took a picture, and I posted it on, like, the Free Talk Live Facebook page. And then another thing was, when I voted, and I requested not to use one of those machines, and they looked at, like, my voter card, and they saw that I had voted with Ethereum, the person actually told me, like, hey, you filled out your ballot wrong, and you have to select a presidential candidate for your vote to be counted. I told them that.
What?
That's unusual.
Hold on, let me see if I made sure I heard you correctly. You were told you had to select a presidential candidate in order for any other votes to be tallied?
Yes, I was told that, and I told them that I did. I selected Gary Johnson, and they said, oh, that's not a presidential candidate. You have to pick a presidential candidate.
Whoa.
Go get another ballot.
Okay.
It just seems really weird. It's like, either they honestly didn't know that he was a presidential candidate, or that they just want to skew the results in whatever way suits them.
Let me see if I've got this clear. You went in to vote in New York.
Public school lady.
There are electronic voting machines.
Yeah.
You were presented with options. Gary Johnson was one of those options.
Yes, basically the way the electronic voting machines here work is you basically bubble it in on a form, and then you slide it into the voting machine.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was,
and like, an
for whatever reason, I thought you were on a computer. I apologize, I was a little distracted. So
So did you spell out Gary Johnson, or was he on the form? There, you could just bubble in one bubble next to his name.
On the form.
Wow, it's ridiculous.
On the form.
If you want to tell us more of your story, you can hang on, Hassan. We'll bring you back at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And it's election 2012, so you know I'm sure there's a variety of things. I have no idea what's in the news for today. I've been out at the polling location all day. So you take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take it. control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we will share with you. We give them away, including archives. The latest 7 days' worth of the show are at the top of the website. You can click and download at your leisure and also go back into the archive section to go back for years' worth of the show. Head over to freetalklive.com. Plus, the SoundCloud page makes it easy to go back in time with our archives and also share them with your friends. So when you're on our SoundCloud page, which you can get to by clicking the SoundCloud link in the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under Listen and Share, that will then allow you to just click the share button on any one of the archives that you want to. Maybe you want to share our interview with Vermin Supreme that we did on Saturday night. If you missed it, you don't want to miss this one.
I heard that.
It was spectacular. He was one of the best guests in recent memory, that maybe of all time. He's just that great. Anyway, you can share that with your friends. Just click the share button. Makes it easy to share on Facebook, Twitter, and just about everywhere else. So we're going to continue. We're taking your phone calls, and Daryl Perry is joining us here from FPP.cc. I appreciate you coming over, you and
always
I.
Always good to be on.
Yep, you and I had an interesting election experience tonight that I wanted to share, and yes, we can get into that here in a moment.
I don't like you being on, Daryl, because you make me sound like a little boy.
What does
you
that
are
mean?
A little boy.
Like his voice?
His voice is so, the timbre is so.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom, though. He's listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. By the way, Hassan dropped off during the other break. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, there's two things that I want to tell you about. The high school that my son goes to, they have some students who are adults, and they're 18. And so to help them exercise their right and responsibility as an adult in our society, they organize a bus to bus these students to the polls so they can exercise their right as legal adults. But one thing, they're leaving school property during school time. So guess what they have to have mommy and daddy sign?
A permission slip.
Yeah. Now, the other thing.
They're 18.
They're 18, but anyway, that's
but they're
that's
in
what
a public school.
But why would you have to have your parents sign
because
a permission
because you're still in a public school. The government owns you.
But you have no guardian at that point.
I got to tell you something else, though. Okay?
I'm taking your word for it, Tom. That sounds pretty unbelievable.
That's what he told me. But there's some ballot questions about whether to legalize marijuana in some states, and you know what you call that? A referendum.
You got anything else, Tom?
Well, I just kind of hope that just because of what the Republican Party did to Ron Paul, I voted for Johnson, and I hope that Obama wins in New Hampshire by one vote, and that puts him over.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State will vote on whether to legalize marijuana within their states.
The Colorado one's a big one.
Massachusetts and Arkansas also have a referendum of some sort. I believe the one in Arkansas is for medical marijuana.
Okay.
But, yeah, there are several states, and I actually wrote an article about it this past Sunday called Yes, We Cannabis.
Oh, neat. Where does that appear?
FPP.cc.
Perfect. So 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hassan had called in the last segment to talk about some of the shenanigans going on in New York, where he was basically told that he had to vote for a presidential candidate in order to have his other votes counted. And
he pointed out that, and not only that, he pointed out that he had voted for a presidential candidate, Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson's name was on the ballot that he received. He voted on for Gary Johnson, and the poll worker said that that wasn't acceptable.
That pretty much, and they gave him another ballot.
While I was at one of the voting places today, I don't remember which one. It was either Swansea or Ward 1 here in Keene. I heard a couple of people talking about a relative or a friend of theirs that lives down in New York that went to their polling place that they're supposed to go to, stood in line for, I believe it was either an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Wow, yeah, I heard there were hour-long lines.
Had to leave because she had to go to class. Went to class, and apparently because of the hurricane, they've said that you can go to any polling place.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to a polling place that was I think, on the other side of town in a much better neighborhood, waited in line for 10 minutes.
Hmm.
Whereas the one in the bad neighborhood, she was in line for an hour and a half and still didn't actually get up to be able to vote. She had to leave.
Wow.
To go take a class. And then Tom was talking about the buses picking up people and taking them to the polling place. The Keene State College, they were using not only private vehicles, you know, owned by individuals, but they also were using the van owned by campus safety that had campus safety emblazoned on the side of it, running as a shuttle with large Obama symbols painted onto the back windows.
Is that some sort of violation of code or policy?
I'm thinking it might be.
Well, they're certainly not afraid to violate their own rules, as we learned today. Well, we've learned it over and over again. But as they showed yet again today, the government guys just don't care about what their own rules say. They're going to do whatever it is that they want to do. And even when called on it
multiple times,
more than once, they did not change how they behaved. Now, I have yet to review the footage from today, but I do have the footage of what we're going to tell you about. I will make it into an available YouTube video at some point and post it to freekeen.com. So I'm there all day today. You showed up later in the afternoon because you've been kind of touring around to different voting locations. I decided that I wanted to just focus my efforts on one voting location and just stay there all day and take a look. Because some people have told me, Ian, if you're out at a voting location, you'll do worse. Like, the candidate that you're supporting will do worse. Well, this time it was me that I was supporting because I wasn't, you know, advocating for anyone else except for you, Daryl.
Yes.
And so we'll see how that pans out. I just wanted to test that. So
did you pick your polling place for any particular reason?
It's the one in which I live.
Oh, okay.
So
makes sense. It was his voting precinct.
It would make sense. It's convenient because it's the one in which I live, but also it would make sense if I decided I wanted to do more of like a ward-based race later, because I did the one that was for all of Keene. But, you know, I'm meeting the people that live in my ward.
Uh-huh.
So if I were to want to run for, say, city council next year, I would run for that in the ward.
Well, that's assuming that you don't win this year.
That's true, but you can be a state rep and a city councilor in New Hampshire.
Really?
No problem. Yeah. Chris Roberts does that, I believe. So, let's see. So I was there this morning, and after a couple hours of being out there and, you know, handing out flyers to people that were coming in, we had these kind of quarter sheet flyers, so just regular 8.5 by 11, cut into quarters. They were kind of cardstock from Staples, yellow, bright yellow.
You've actually got a couple things that look very similar laying around
similar
on the desk here.
Yeah, similar. Here in the studio, you can see it on the cam. So we got these quarter page flyers. And, you know, they're real noticeable. I mean, they're bright yellow with black text on them, real high contrast. And so one lady comes back out from voting, and she says, "They took the flyer out of my hand when I walked in." And I said, "They shouldn't be doing that." And I proceeded to look into this matter. And I'll tell you more about what happened here in a moment. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. What did you experience today?
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phone. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you had some sort of experience that you would like to share today as you were at the polling places, because I'm sure we weren't the only ones who experienced the shenanigans and the outrageous behavior on the part of the government bureaucrats, or some of the government bureaucrats that were working today. We'll continue more with that story here in moments, but want to remind you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Hey, if you are about sick and tired of all of the unfair government oppression, the continued regulation, taxation, peaceful people being put in prison cells, the corruption, you want to do something about it? You got to get together with other people that think like you. That's the reason why the three of us are here tonight. We wouldn't know each other, likely, if it weren't for the Free State Project. That is an idea to move 20,000 liberty-minded people who are willing to actually get active all to the same place in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. There are now over 13,000 people that have pledged to make the move. There are more than 1,100 people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can be a part of it as well. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. There are a lot of great success stories. This isn't some pie-in-the-sky fantasy about what could happen in the future. It's happening now. There are people who are on the ground doing real activism, everything from civil disobedience to creating media to street theater. Street theater was going on today, actually, here in Keene. there's, of course, election stuff, political action. And
people
that's
just living their life and being good neighbors.
That's important, too, as well. And Daryl and I were doing the political stuff today. Daryl, you were running for a local office called Register of Probate?
Register of Deeds.
Register of Deeds. You were also running for Register of Probate. As a write-in
I was asking people to write me in for Register of Probate. Not really doing a lot of campaigning on that.
No, and
because
I didn't...
Well, one of the major parties decided that they were going to run a write-in candidate for that office, and
yep.
I don't have the party machinery backing me to have it be worth it. So, you know, anybody that I actually spoke with, I would say, yeah, also write me in for this office, but, you know, primarily vote for me for this one.
Because no one was in the race.
There were no candidates for Register of Probate.
Or
no ballot-listed candidates.
You'd make a terrible Register of Probate.
Well, seeing as how the Register of Probate has zero duties, then I don't really see how I could do a bad job at not having a duty.
So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about what we've got going on here. It's an exciting movement that just keeps getting better as more people make the move here. So once again, freestateproject.org. We're going to continue. We'll keep telling our story here in a moment because I had heard from somebody at this election location where I was all day today in the morning that they were taking flyers, the flyers I was giving out. They were taking them at the door, and so I went to investigate that. But first, let's go to Mike. He's listening in Chesterfield, New Hampshire. Mike, you're listening to LRN.FM. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I was just on lunch, and I just wanted to say good luck. I'm not able to vote for you because I live, you know, in a different part of New Hampshire. I don't live in Cade, but saw you on the ballot. So I say good luck.
Well, I appreciate that.
Nice.
Were there any observations that that you had of going to vote today? Anything unusual happen, or was everything okay?
It was pretty busy. That was about it.
It was definitely busy most all day today. It looks like the turnout's going to be well over, I would say, 70%, at least at the ward I was at. Mike, thanks for the best wishes. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. So I put out the word because here in New Hampshire we've got a bunch of activists already, which means that the more minds you have working on things, the more neat ideas will come up. So we have neat ways of communicating with one another. So one of those ways is the Porcupine, Pork 411, as it's called.
Well, there's the Pork 411 and Keen 411.
Correct. And Pork 411, I left a Pork 411 announcing, it's basically a voice messaging system. You leave a message, and then when you hang up the phone, the system blasts out an email with an attached MP3 file. And then, you know, that email goes to however many subscribers there are. I believe there are a few hundred people that received this. And these people are all across New Hampshire and some even outside of New Hampshire. You can learn more at porcupine411.com. So I sent out a Pork 411 kind of letting people know, hey, this just happened, or I heard, I want to check it out, and kind of cluing people in. And I also put the word out on Keen 411. Asking for someone to come and help me out because I didn't want to go in alone. Not because I'm afraid to go in alone, but because it's better
accountability.
It's better to have someone else hold a video camera if I'm going to be doing something
in
the video. And so I said, you know, anybody else that can come out, I'd appreciate it. I'll wait until that person comes out. Conan came out, who's one of the activists behind Shire TV, and so
he's also one of the co-founders of the New Hampshire Liberty Party.
That's correct. NH-liberty.info. And so Conan came out. I had my video camera in the car, went and got it, and we went up, kind of gave a little summary of what was going on, and we went into the polling location to see what happens when you have a flyer in your hand, which is I'm walking in with a flyer.
Are you good?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am. And I do not have a photo ID. Oh, whoa, that's mine. Whoa, what are you doing?
Ripping
that is my flyer. Excuse me.
And now handing it to some old man who appears to have a rod up his butt.
We're close. You can't do that. And I'm sorry, I feel the need to stage something, but
I feel the need to stage something.
You feel the need to stage something.
You can't do
just
that.
Just like down in Palmer, Mass., you felt the need to videotape something that may possibly occur.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, I was staging something by walking in there to test their procedures and finding out exactly what I had heard was true, that they were indeed taking flyers from people that were walking in and in just snatching them from people's hands. This woman just snatches it right out of my hand, and I got clear video of it.
Did the lady tell you anything?
No.
Because I couldn't hear anything.
No. No, she basically says you can't have that in here as she's snatching it away from me. And, you know, I'm trying to hold on to it. She just rips it out of my hand.
Yeah.
And so...
And she was one of the
she was a volunteer
greeter.
Yeah,
a volunteer
she was
greeter.
A volunteer greeter. And this ended up being their excuse. I'm not going to play more of the video. I do have more, though, where we talk to the moderator, as it's called, of this particular voting location.
And then the guy that's the selectman... you spoke with them. I don't know if you got video of that.
No. Okay, so I'm pointing out here, look, this is nonsense. I'm walking into a voting precinct with a piece of paper in my hands. I could have notes on there, for instance, that I would like to...
These are the people that I want to vote for.
Go into a voting booth and use to fill out the voting, the poll.
My understanding is federal law allows you, or not allows, but... protects your right to take a sample ballot into the poll with you.
Yes. So I was pretty upset by this, and I said, look, show me what law you're relying on here, because this is news to me. This is ridiculous. They bring out the moderator, who's the woman in charge of the whole precinct. She comes out and she says, okay, let me get the law book. She goes, gets the law book, pages through it. She's paging through it. She can't find what she's looking for. And she says, well, I'm going to call the clerk's office. So this is the city clerk. These are the people that are above her. And I'm going to find out from them what the law is. I know there's a law. I'm going to find out just hang on. And so she calls them up. And in the meantime, I'm talking to Conan. I'm like, well, let's go get another flyer and come back with another flyer and see how they behave. Because I want to see if they'll arrest me for it. Because I'm pretty sure, having spoken to another bureaucrat who was also threatening people, there was the selectman you were talking about, this old man who's been around in a number of different times that I've been at this voting precinct, he was outside, standing maybe about 20 feet away from me before I went in to do this. He was outside telling people that I had handed the flyer to, you have to throw that away before you go inside. And of course... people don't know what the truth is. They don't know what their rights are. So they are doing as they're told. And they know people will do as they're told.
Right.
They know people are trained to be obedient. So when they walk, whether they walk in the door or somebody tells them to throw it away and it's snatched from them or they throw it away, either way, probably 100% of the people that walked into the polling place this morning were having their flyers confiscated from them because most people don't know that they can stand up for themselves. And so we'll come back with more of this story because there's another part involving you, Daryl, here in a moment. 855-453.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl, Johnny Ray.
And once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You will find links to Amazon there. You click into the correct Amazon, that is your preference, Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, they're all available. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price of whatever it is you're buying. It's the same great Amazon prices you're used to, so you're shopping, you know, through our link. It's just basically giving us a cut of the sale, so Amazon doesn't make all of the profits. They send some of it to us when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. And I also want to tell you about the Bitcoin. Unfortunately, Amazon does not yet take Bitcoins, but there are services out there that will allow you to pay through with Bitcoin through Amazon, but that's another matter. But Bitcoin's an interesting idea, and if you don't know about it yet, go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. There's a great less than 2 minute long video that kind of give you a brief understanding of what it's all about. But Johnny Ray, you've been getting into Bitcoins recently. In fact, you're talking about selling me a couple of them here tonight, and I like that because I like the Bitcoin. I like that you can transfer money instantaneously around the world.
Almost instantaneously.
Well, damn
right you like Bitcoins. I wanted to sell you my silver.
Yeah.
You said, well, how about Bitcoins?
Hold on.
you rejected buying silver.
It's true.
I mean, and instead decided that you wanted to buy Bitcoin.
Bitcoins are cool, man.
Do you plan on using these Bitcoins on Bitcoin Friday, which is coming up at the end of this week?
I like to sit on my Bitcoins,
he's a forward thinker. He's a future man.
Not really, no. If I were a forward thinker, I would have bought Bitcoins when they were less than a dollar, and I didn't. I could have. I knew about them, but I didn't. But anyway, Bitcoins, learn more about them. They are it's mathematically impossible to counterfeit these things. It's mathematically impossible to inflate them. This thing is an amazing product that does not, was not created by a corporation. It was not created by a government. It was created by computer geeks who wanted to create a free market currency that is available to anyone who wants it. And so go to weusecoins.org to learn more. And in addition to that, you can also go and get your Bitcoins over at bitinstant.com. It's an easy way for you to turn cash into Bitcoins. Once again, you can visit bitinstant.com when you're ready to get started on your Bitcoin journey. Because, once you understand and grasp Bitcoins, you have to get them. And you can either get them by finding someone who will sell them to you, or you can use some sort of a brokered service online. Use a service like bitinstant.com, which I've used a number of times. So, as I understand it, bitinstant.com is going through an upgrade process, and hopefully within a few days we'll have returned to full service. It's there, and you can still use it for most of the things that it's useful for, but they've had to, I guess the state came down on them in some way, shape, or form, so they're kind of having to restructure the organization
a little bit.
Yeah, so once again, bitinstant.com. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Daryl, you and I had an experience at the polls today, and if you want to share your experience, you're welcome to do so if anything interesting happened to you. 855-450-FREE. I found out that people from the polling location were taking the cards that I was handing out to folks and were basically just snatching them as soon as they walked in the front door and making ridiculous claims like it was illegal for them to have them in there, that it was illegal for them to take a piece of paper into the voting area with them,
despite the fact that federal law states that you have that right to take a voter guide or anything to remind you who you want to vote for.
So they can say whatever they want, and there's no real consequence for them lying to people, which I knew is what they were doing. I mean, I'm not an election expert or anything like that, but there's a difference between taking a piece of paper into a voting booth and handing things to people in the voting location.
Yes.
Right? So there's in most places, certainly in New Hampshire, there's a boundary, and they have some kind of a line, an arbitrary
measurement. They have it well marked. No campaigning
beyond
this point.
It does not say no campaign material beyond this point.
Right.
It just says no campaigning. So you should be able to walk right into the polling location, right into the voting booth with whatever campaign material you want, so long as you do not leave it in the voting booth for the next person to find or hand it to someone else within that no campaigning area.
Right.
That's what the law actually says. It's very clear. But that doesn't stop these government bureaucrats from just out and out lying to people about what the law says and telling them it's illegal, and that's what they were doing. We caught them in the act. We caught them on video doing this. And
twice.
Right, a second time. So we're still talking about the first time. So I end up talking to the moderator who lies. Either she's lying or she's giving misinformation, right? It's one or the other. Either she's purposefully telling something that's not true, or she's just passing on misinformation she's been given. And so she tells this, gives me this misinformation, and I say, all right, well, I'll call the attorney general's office. She gives me the phone number. She says she's going to call the city clerk. She gets back to me, and she says, okay, she was wrong. She can, you can bring something into the polling location, but it has to be folded so no one can see what's on it who happens to be standing around you. And I said, that's not my understanding of what the law says. What's the law? And she gives me the number of the law, and so I had actually previously looked that up because the other guy told me, that's electioneering, you can't do that. So I'd already looked this up. I pulled it up, we looked at the definition. She said, it says you can't distribute or leave, basically, or post. Distribute or post election or campaign information past that certain arbitrary line, that boundary. And I said, well, well, this isn't distributing it. She basically said that their interpretation is that the word distribute means to hold something in one's own hand. And I said, I'm sorry,
so
I don't think that's what distribution means.
Possession and distribution
are the same,
are the same thing.
And I said, that, you know, I don't agree with that, but at least at that point she had consented to the idea of not having her doorman snatch things out of people's hands and had agreed that she would inform them that from this point on they are to ask people to put it in their pocket or to fold it. Now, I wasn't happy with that, but it was a step in the right direction, so fine.
It's better than having it stolen by
right.
the doorman.
I'd love to see that kind of brutishness put on WMUR for everybody to see.
Well, I don't know if the mainstream media will pick this story up. A lot of times they ignore the most outrageous, egregious offenses by these government guys. So I go ahead and I cast my vote at this point. I walk out, and as I'm walking out, I actually had another, this is when I had the conversation with her, but later the Attorney General's office called me back because I'd left them a message. And the Attorney General's bureaucrat on the phone agreed with me 100% that distribution is not just holding something in one's own hand while in the polling location, that one does not need to cover up buttons or cover up a T-shirt. And what if you walk in with a Gary Johnson T-shirt on or something like that?
And rip it off your back.
Right. So,
in a lot of states, they will make you cover up T-shirts or buttons because, and the statutes are written differently in different places. So, I've had a friend in West Virginia that wore a Ron Paul T-shirt to a polling place one time, and she was told to turn the shirt inside out. So she took the shirt off in public, flipped it inside out, and put it back on.
Nice. So the Attorney General agreed with me. Like this, what they were doing, even requiring people to fold the paper and or put it in their pocket, also not appropriate. And she said that she would talk to someone there about that. So fine, that's that. I'm done. I voted. That's it. I'm going to go back to handing stuff out. So I continue handing stuff out, and later Daryl shows up in the afternoon, and we're talking about like 5 o'clock. So it's been several hours since the initial incident happened, and right after I had just finished telling you the story that I just finished telling on the air about what happened, a woman walks out from the polling location and says something to the effect of, "They just took
the flyer that you handed me."
Wow.
And I said, "Interesting. Ian, you want to go find out what's going on?"
Yep, so we got another flyer, and Daryl, was holding a flyer in his hand, and so I walked in with a flyer with a video camera, I grabbed my camera, was recording Daryl this time, coming in with his flyer.
Okay. Heard that you guys were taking information from people, even if they were taking it to use as...
You didn't pick it up again.
Yeah. Right, but people are using this so they know who to vote for. They're not distributing this in here, and you guys are still taking it.
Yeah, I don't want to get
what
argument.
The Attorney General has called
I'm not making an argument about it, but just don't bring it.
You guys are violating the law.
I don't.
You're not allowed to take those from people.
The Attorney General already called earlier today and said that you can't take these at the door.
Apparently, that doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter that the woman who was the moderator, who appears again to talk to us, she ends up claiming that, he's a new volunteer, and I've just been so busy, I haven't had a chance to tell him how to properly do things. We'll come back with more here.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.